Live.com. Free Talk Live, take control of the show, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's the Monday Night Edition. We're kicking off another week of fun and excitement here. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
My goodness, gentlemen, it has been one of those days for me where you've got so many problems, but they're all problems you want to deal with and that you're happy to have.
We're on TV today.
We were on the telly today.
Pictures flying through the air.
I woke up this morning.
Magic box.
Luckily, I woke up on time this morning, and I went and took a look here, and the network was trying to contact me saying, Fox News wants to do a piece on you. And so we got in touch with them. It's Fox 13.
It's just the local affiliate. It's been some kind of national show.
No, we're not on the national.
You get picked up, though. Yet. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. So anyway, the reason why they wanted to do the segment on us was we're the number one podcast in the world.
Yes, by three stinking votes.
I think it's by five votes now.
Okay.
So it's a tight race. But
listeners, we really need your help.
Yeah, right now we're the number one podcast in the world, so that's what was newsworthy.
You have to make it clear, though, we are displacing the show that has held that record now for some time.
That's true, although they didn't... Did they hold it at... They did hold it for a little while last month.
Yeah.
Because the Catholic show...
And before that, I mean, they were pretty much uncontested for a long time with
people
trying hard to knock them out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Although, actually, I kind of contest how hard the other podcasts have been trying for votes because I was able to pull down, like, 50 people myself, so...
I just broadcast emailed to some friends and, you know, they voted.
You probably pulled down at least a 30, 40 by just telling your friends.
Yeah.
I just told my friends. And...
Yeah. Well, he who makes the effort reaps the rewards, and as a result, we ended up with the segment on Fox 13 News. So welcome to anybody who's in the Tampa Bay area that's never listened to this show before that might have seen us today.
Yeah.
Speaking of telling your friends, we are only ahead by five votes. You could be responsible for keeping us at number one.
Absolutely.
All you have to do is tell your friends.
And you can tell them to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And
it's easy.
A real simple process. Takes you less than a minute to actually vote. Again, that's vote.freetalklive.com. So if you're first time listening, I mean, if you like the show, go vote for us. If you hate the show,
go vote
for us too if you want. Vote.freetalklive.com. If you're listening in Tampa Bay and you just saw us today on the television, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Say hello. And, of course, the other thing that we're hoping is that some people saw that, maybe some program directors saw it. Because of the other newsworthy thing about Free Talk Live, beyond the fact that we're the first podcast, the number one podcast in the world, is we do the show from Tampa Bay, but we're not on in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's the thing that a lot of program directors don't get. They ask me who our flagship station is. Well, we don't have one.
Our flagship station is freetalklive.com.
Yeah, exactly. So
you hear that, WWBA?
Number one podcast in the world.
So all of you
hear that, WBZZ?
Uh-huh. So all of you Tampa stations, you missed out today. You missed the boat because we would have been able to plug your station during the news package.
Mm-hmm.
They would have loved to have, you know, shown what station we were on, but
absolutely.
So 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Now, this is the show about your calls. You call in and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever is on your mind. And if you don't, then we have to bring stuff up. And that's not a problem, because we are loaded with it today. I know, Johnson, that you have got something a little interesting that I think we're going to sell it right now and probably maybe do it throughout the show tonight.
Well, I just, you know, this Free Talk Live, I was, you know, you and I kind of had a conversation, and I felt that we needed to remind the listeners that Free Talk Live is the show about anything and everything.
Yeah.
And that we've lately been very political. That's pretty much where we've stuck. We've been talking, you know, and we like talking about freedom issues. We're libertarians.
Because our callers are talking about those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just thought that maybe if we brought up a little bit of some of the other issues that maybe some people might see more that we are really a show about everything and we're not just about politics.
So tonight
I decided to go and scrounge up some prep of an alternative variety, and I wanted to talk about bizarre places to meet members of the opposite sex. Most of what I geared it towards is because I'm male, so bizarre places to pick up women.
Well, you're kind of in that phase right now, right? Are you with a lady at the moment?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. So what is the...
I've never been one to go out and do the whole pickup thing.
No, we're not going to focus on a bunch of different places. We're going to focus on one.
To start off with, yeah.
And what's that going to be?
That would be how to pick up women at a funeral.
How to Pick Up Women at a Funeral.
This has got to be a funny article.
Certainly, you would expect now, yeah, I'm looking forward to the details here, but you would expect that women certainly aren't used to that. You know, you would definitely catch one of them off guard, I would think, if you, you know, put the moves on at Grandpa's funeral, etc. So let's get to step number one or point number one on that.
Could this be
this
perceived
is from Maxim? Is that right?
Could this?
Yeah.
Could this be perceived as gauche?
Gauche,
perhaps.
Gauche.
Gauche. I don't know how to spell it.
Gauche is French for left. What about it?
Inappropriate.
What, to pick up a woman at a funeral?
Yeah.
I don't see why that's any more inappropriate than picking one up at a grocery store.
Just wondering. Go ahead.
Okay. And as long as it's not the, you know, the widow.
This article is by Bill Schultz of Maxim magazine. Your pal, co-worker, great uncle Ichabod's dead and gone. Would he really want to see you blubbering away? Or would he rather have you live it up in his honor? Doing all the things his rigor mortis no longer allows.
You know, I would choose the second one. I personally can't stand funerals. I hate going to funerals. They're so maudlin and so boo-hoo.
I want to be blown up when
get used to it. It's death. Life is just progression towards death. You know, it's a terminal disease.
I want to be freeze-dried, shattered with sound waves, and then packed into fireworks and just have a fireworks display when I die.
I've never heard that one before, John. Packing the fireworks.
So, you know, if I ever need to write my living will, you know.
You can get cremated for like $700. It's probably the most economical way.
Uh-huh.
But I like the other one because then there's no burning. It's just pure organic matter. You freeze dry and shatter with sound waves. So it's still like you're still intact.
Where are you going to get that done?
There are places that do it. Actually, this is an article that I talked about sometime, long time ago. I don't remember.
Amazing.
Yeah, but it's they actually do this. Actually, the company that does this actually takes the bits, I guess, if you will, and they actually grow plants out of it because it becomes just raw organic matter.
So it's kind of like the scene from Terminator 2 where the Robert Patrick explodes into all kinds of little bits, right?
Yeah, right.
Sort of.
Yeah, kind of like that, but yeah.
Neat. All right, so picking up women at a funeral. What are we doing?
All right, so, you know, obviously your grandpa would probably rather see you having a good time.
I agree with that.
Than
I know that I would if I was your grandpa, Johnson.
Okay, so here's tactic number one. Be the life of the party. The key to breaking the ice is making yourself stand out in your target's mind. When you're surrounded by misery, that means putting on a serene, happy face. According to Nanette Pope, a Boston PR rep who met her beau surrounded by misery. You know what?
You having trouble there, Johnson?
I am having trouble because apparently this website just has issues giving articles that aren't cut off in the printer.
We printed this article and it's all cut off.
Well, there you go. We'll fix that.
So do you want?
I got an article, and we'll look at it.
All right,
later.
Man.
We'll
save the show. Here we go.
Jeez, this is just sad.
Now that
it's
emailer.
A good topic, though.
I want to just segue here. Now that emailer can really hate me.
Yeah, great.
There was an email, you know, that came in from one of the listeners,
right.
Just complaining about how he wants to rip the frog out of my throat.
Well, you can't make everybody happy,
no,
Johnson.
You know?
I mean, we did the most popular co-host poll, and you won. Far and above the rest of the competition.
Far and above the whole.
By one vote?
Oh, two votes, yeah.
Which campaign for
but
votes.
He right. was,
and, of course, that vote was you.
But actually, what he was suggesting is that I needed to spend some time at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Right,
so I was wondering if he would prefer it if I talk like all the other radio broadcast DJs out there.
That's a pretty good puke.
What, my puking voice? Oh, I could just do this consistently if I really felt like it.
You know what,
like
I actually have that guy's email. He did have a good good portion to that email, like good issue-based portion. So we'll get to that coming up. We'll see if we can fix this funeral situation. And we'll talk to you as well at 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem. The dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
Hey, man.
And Skyler?
I just wanted to try that again. I heard Scott do that on Friday, and I really wanted to just see if I could get you again.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember him doing it either.
You did good. He slipped it in. He's like, and Manwich? And Manwich comes in with, and Manwich?
Right? Really, I didn't
like, it was just like a program, and I wanted to see if you'd do it again, but you caught it this time. It's good. You're
800-259-9231. All right, so we got a lot to talk about tonight. It is your show. You can bring up anything. You can also, of course, email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We are going to get to at least one email tonight. But we finally have fixed the printer situation, and so now Johnson really actually has his show prep.
Hey!
Which is,
okay, tactic number one, be the life
on
of the
what?
Party.
On what?
On, oh, I'm sorry, on how to pick up women at a funeral.
There you go. Principle number one of talk radio. Recap.
Recap.
We've always got new people tuning in, like the people who might have seen us on Fox 13 News tonight in Tampa Bay. So welcome to all of you new listeners out there. All right.
Okay.
So here we go. How to pick up women. And I would assume this works the opposite way for men as well. How to pick up men at a funeral.
Yeah.
How to pick up people at a funeral.
Yeah, I think all these things are fairly universal.
Okay.
Okay, so... as I was saying, the key to breaking the ice is making yourself stand out in your target's mind. When you're surrounded by misery, that means putting on a serene, happy face. According to Nanette Pope, a Boston PR rep who had met her beau at her great uncle's last call, it's the man who celebrates living who gets noticed. While everyone else was crying and avoiding eye contact, Carl just kept looking at me and smiling, she explains.
Mm-hmm.
He said he missed my uncle as well, but that life was for living, and he wasn't sure if he'd ever see me again.
So he asked her out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was gutsy, and my defenses were definitely down. We've been dating ever since.
Wow, that's fantastic. Good move.
So, yeah, these are there's definitely some legitimate tactics.
Is it suggesting to wear you, like wear a flowery shirt or something like that? Some sort of color instead of all
black? I
think
you can overdo this, I swear.
What else do you think you could do to stand out, if you will, as the person who loves life at a funeral, beyond just having a kind of up demeanor?
Well, if you have the opportunity to speak at the funeral, I think that having a good speaking voice would definitely be good. Or mm-hmm. I would to say nice things about the person.
Right.
I think that's the
opportunity. So you don't want excess amounts of bling.
I don't know. I don't know as though jewelry helps anyone get a date.
350 pounds of gold chains.
I think that having 350 pounds of gold on you is not going to probably get you a long-lasting relationship.
Not unless you're Mr. T.
Well, I don't know what Mr. T's doing. I think he's got kids, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and he beat cancer. But anyway,
right on. All right, so there you go. More tips on how to pick up people at a funeral coming up throughout the show tonight. And if you've got one, maybe you've picked someone up at a funeral. 800-259-9231. So we got this email in from John, and it's the same guy that was critiquing Johnson,
but he
actually gets to some good issues here. He says, I was listening to your show on my iPod today. He's one of our podcast listeners, and I couldn't
help... One of the many?
Yes, around the world. I couldn't help but disagree...
We're number one.
That's right. Couldn't help but disagree with one thing that you said, that people don't deserve liberty. Well, I agree that you must always work for it and fight against oppression. I think people surely deserve liberty. People deserve freedom for one simple reason. No one has the legitimate authority to tell you what to do with your life. And he's kind of picking apart, I guess, a word that I used on the air. I must have at some point said that people don't deserve it. Or people, maybe I put it as people deserve the government that they get. Or something like that. I find it, I wish
get the
liberty,
government they deserve.
Right. I wish liberty on everybody. I wish everyone could have it. I think that human beings naturally probably desire it, but I don't know if I would say that people like George Bush deserve liberty. I don't know if I would say that people who are the oppressors in the world deserve liberty because
because you consider them to be a criminal, and under the 14th Amendment, criminals don't deserve liberty.
Okay, exactly. I mean, these are people that have hurt others. These are people that have imposed taxes and repressive anti-freedom things. Do they still deserve liberty?
I want to get you to do something for me real quick. If you could bring up a browser, and I'm going to give out a little tech tip here. Just a free tech tip from Free Talk Live. If you could bring up Google.com,
mm-hmm.
What I want you to do is once you get to Google.com in the browser there, type define colon, okay, and then the word deserve. And the tech tip out there for all of you is if you go to Google and you type define colon, what that'll do is it'll bring up dictionary definitions of a word.
Okay.
And so the first things that you can click on will be the definition. So I was basically trying to get you to look up the definition of the word deserve.
It didn't do a very good job. I think I'd rather go with deserve.com.
Quite a tech tip here.
Here's the other tech tip. Go to dictionary.com or m/w.
To be worthy of merit, to be worthy or deserving. Worthy, I guess, would be the synonym there.
Then I have to agree with you because you're only worthy for what you earn.
I think you're worthy for what you put out there. I mean, if you put out good things, if you want to be free, and if you actively work towards that, you deserve to be free. But if you're an oppressor, if you're someone who wants to control others, there's no way in hell you deserve to be free.
And if you lockstep with the status quo, you're going to get what we've always got, which is a bigger and bigger and more oppressive government.
Absolutely. And that, and when you say lockstep with the status quo, that means anybody who votes Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of those candidates, all of those politicians don't deserve liberty. Because they're the worst, because they get up, it's worse than a voter. The voters can change their mind, they could deserve liberty at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
But the politicians actually, they speak an oath when they get into office, and that oath says that they're going to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and, well, that means that they would have to respect all the rights that we have as being, you know, people, which are enshrined in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and they don't. They urinate all over the Constitution when they get into office. They pass whatever laws they want to. They don't even try to justify them. We read a quote from a state representative from another state that said she doesn't even try to justify her legislation constitutionally.
Jeez.
Why not? I mean, they're just honest about it. At least they're honest about just dodging their responsibility, their prime number one most important responsibility as being elected office politicians.
I would have loved to have seen someone just respond to that, you know, live there and just be like, oh, then you're scum. But no one, you know, no one has the guts to speak to these politicians that the way they need to be talked to.
Well, if one of those politicians would get on the air with us, I think we wouldn't have any problem with it.
Well,
I had the opportunity. There was a somebody who was running for, I think it was whoever was running against Catherine Harris.
Uh-huh.
She was on the air on a competing
the
radio
Democrat.
Station.
The Jan, Democrat. I think.
It was, Jan Schneider. It was a local show, and she was on, and she was talking about Social Security. And I called up, and I, you know, got right on the air. There wasn't any wait or anything like that. And I asked her, Ms. Schneider, what would you say to people that considered Social Security to be armed robbery perpetrated by the government? And she said, I'd say that was patently ridiculous. And then, you know, I proceeded to let her know that if I don't pay my Social Security, I'm going to go to jail at some point or another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll probably send me letters first, and
sure.
If I ignore those letters, then sooner or later some cop is going to come along and want to put me in jail.
And they let you explain all that without hanging up on you?
Yeah, oh yeah, they did. And and so if a guy comes with a gun in my house and takes me and, you know, makes me pay my taxes, which that cop would be doing, you know, if I said, hey, I'll pay my taxes, you know, then we're talking a whole different story. I suspect I'd still go to jail, but I would be able to get out of it at some point or another. That's armed robbery.
And yes, it is.
Perpetrated by the government every day.
People that are
participate in it.
Armed robbers don't deserve liberty. They deserve a jail cell. They deserve to provide restitution to those that they've harmed. Now, unfortunately, I don't expect restitution from any of our government officials. I would just be happy if they just went away. More Free Talk Live coming up, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
I'm Bobby Liga with today's Car Clinic Minute. Mom and wow have more than apple pie in common. They're the same spell forward and backward. There's another word that spells highway danger no matter how you slice it. When I come back, I'll tell you. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Call it by its first name, Ethyl, or its last name, alcohol. Driving while you're drinking, it poses the same dangers. Loss of license, consciousness, and life. For you teenagers, did you know your number one killer is drunk driving?
4,000 of you lost your lives last year, and another 85,000 of you were injured. So make your mom say, wow. Make sure you're around for apple pie this Mother's Day. Let your one for the road be one non-drinking, designated driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show, and you can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live stream available there for you. We've got the broadband version, the not-so-broadband version for those of you still on dial-up. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. Everything is free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we talk about it all the time. We're all members. We're all proud to be going to New Hampshire. You can also call them toll-free at 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, the Free State Project is going to New Hampshire, as you mentioned, and there are already 100 or so people that have moved into the state. And they've moved early. You're not supposed to go until the 20,000 mark is reached, and we're only at about 6,500 so far. So we've got some time left as far as the scale of this whole project.
We're a third of the way there.
Some people jumped the gun. They moved early. They wanted to get started on the path towards towards more freedom and more power to them. I mean, if we could do it, we'd do it as well, but financial restrictions. Anyway, there's a lot of exciting things going on in New Hampshire, and one of those exciting things we've been following here in the past couple weeks has been the outlaw manicurist. And we've actually got Dave on the line in New Hampshire to give us an update on this situation. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys, I want to paint a picture for you. There's a sleepy dispatcher at the Concord, New Hampshire Police Department. She's sitting there, and she gets a call. It's a bureaucrat. The bureaucrat says, there's a man outside our bureaucrat office, and he is, well, could you describe him, please? Well, he's tall and thin, and he appears to be holding a nail file, and there's a woman in front of him, and he's using the nail file to reduce the length of her nails. And so the police, hit it, guys.
Is this a prank call?
Oh, let's get out of here. You know, they jump in their squad cars and rush over there, and they arrest Mike Fisher, the outlaw manicurist, right? Manicuring without a license.
He's dangerous.
That's correct.
He's a vicious, vicious thug, and he deserved to be put into prison. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yeah, well, not really.
No.
Well,
that was sort of the plan. That's sort of the plan, though, wasn't it, Dave?
Yes, they cuffed him. It was very visual. Channel 9 was there, and it's been all, I guess, gone up on the bird and gotten on some other TV stations around the country. And of course,
really?
all the local papers seemed to be picking up on it because the Associated Press was there.
Now, was he actually able to deliver them to any portion of the manicure, or did they interdict before he was even able to touch her with the nail file?
Well, let's take a look here. I'm standing next to the gal who received the manicure.
She didn't go to jail?
Did you get a... Did he finish, or how far did he get with the manicure?
Only
two fingernails, okay.
Oh, they cracked down on him severely. They didn't want him to chip a nail or anything like that.
How many years per fingernail will they give him?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question.
Now, the question really is...
How much is she going to pay for the two nails that got done?
How much did you pay, Kat? A dollar.
Did she feel that her life was in danger at any point by getting a manicure from a person who was unlicensed?
Hey, Kat, you did not feel... Did you feel that your life...
Okay, this is, like, retarded. I don't want to play mailman. Can you put her on the phone, please?
Well, you're asking the question.
I know. Manwich. Let's put her on the phone if we can. That way we
you
can
want to talk
the,
to her directly?
The inside
please.
Scoop. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we love you, Dave, but we haven't talked to a lady from New Hampshire yet, so it'd be a good thing.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, is this Kat?
Yes, this is Kat.
Kat, how are you? You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Manwich.
Hi.
Hey, so you were the victim today.
Well, I did not want to be protected from Mike Fisher, but they decided they had to protect me anyway.
Now,
so you didn't feel your life was in danger?
Only when the guys with guns showed up and wanted to put a stop to it.
How many cops were there?
Three.
And how big was the crowd there supporting Mike Fisher, the outlaw manicurist in this case?
About 25.
25 people turned out. That's pretty good. And you guys had signage and everything like that?
Oh, yes.
And you said the news crew was there from Channel 9. Was there any other news coverage there? Any journalists or radio people?
There was a reporter from Associated Press.
Ooh, that's good.
Really?
Reporter from Foster's newspaper.
Great. Has anything popped up on the AP yet? I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, it's popping up all over.
Wow,
that's
fantastic.
It's on Texas news stations.
So he started to administer the manicure to you, Kat, and then the police, were they on the scene just waiting for him to start the manicure, or did they arrive during the process?
No, what happened was the bureaucrat ladies from the cosmetology department first came out, and they showed him the law and told him he was breaking the law, and he said, okay, and he went on with the manicure.
Mm-hmm.
And they went inside and apparently called the police, and after that they showed up and watched for a little while and then...
Interesting. I kind of thought that the police were going to be there waiting. I sort of expected that they were going to head this thing off because of all the hoopla that had surrounded this in advance because the outlaw manicurist had sent out press releases announcing. I mean, the sheriff of the county he lives in came to his house, or the chief of police or something, came to his house and delivered an injunction to him. So it seemed like the police were aware of what was going on. I guess they just kind of thought it wasn't going to happen or something like that.
What I think this just reiterates is that, you know, on the side of their police cars and on their badges it says to serve and protect. They just left out the state part.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely clarifies who it is that they're serving and protecting. They're serving the Board of Licensing in this case. They're servicing the state bureaucracy that protects all the cosmetology businesses.
Here you had two people who were participating in a financial transaction.
Voluntarily.
And for some reason, the state of New Hampshire thought that it was a good idea to get involved.
What are the charges that they've laid on him? Do we know yet?
That I don't know.
Because
it was basically administering a manicure without a license.
Was there anyone else?
Giving a hand job without a license. Can you believe that?
Was there anybody else there that was arrested? Any protesters or anyone else?
No, I was the only one that thought about arresting.
Did he resist arrest at all?
No.
Okay. So what did they do? Did they ask him to get up, and then did they cuff him, or were they forceful with him at all? What was the actual process of the arrest like?
Well, they asked to talk to him, and they took him kind of aside and talked to him for a long time. I think they they said something like, "Oh, you know, we're not going to arrest you if you just
walk away."
Really?
Yeah. Yep. He says, if you let me walk away, I'm going to continue.
The problem is he wasn't willing to kiss the ring of the state.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So they gave him two rings around his wrist.
Actually put handcuffs on him.
Right.
What's the sentence? Do you know any of the information as far as what the sentence is for this or what the...
I believe it's a misdemeanor.
What the offense would be, for example, repeating this offense as soon as he gets out?
All I heard from the bureaucrat ladies was that it could have up to a year in jail.
So we will find out. So he is sitting in jail right now. Has he been bailed out by any chance?
No, he did not want to be bailed out. He's going to be arraigned tomorrow morning.
Interesting. Well, we definitely hope to keep up on this case. Of course, the point of all of this is to prove that licensing laws do nothing more than protect existing businesses. In this case, they protect the cosmetology schools in the state, and they guarantee them business. And Kat, thank you for recounting that for us. Good hearing from you, and hopefully we'll be able to actually talk to the outlaw manicurist himself, maybe even from jail. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you again, 800-259-9231. So good news there. Maybe we can find that AP story during the break and see how it got reported on. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. If you've got comments, do you think that it should be illegal for people to give manicures without permission from the state? This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you to get your calls in and talk about, well, whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Absolutely free. Now, for the last two or so years on Free Talk Live, we have given away the archives. We've done it from the very first day of the show. We've given away online versions of the show, no charge. Today, that's all going to change.
How's that going to change?
Well, now we're going to give away 800% more archives for free. Instead of just a week's worth of free archives, we're going to give away a few months' worth of free archives.
Sweet! I bet that was successful in getting some people's attention.
I hope so, because we're proud of it. We partnered up with downloadradio.org, which is a great website, who has been archiving Free Talk Live shows since March 1st. So you get to go back all the way to March 1st episode, courtesy of downloadradio.org. Of course, we're still going to have the 6 days on our site, but as you scroll down through there, you'll get to the last day, and if you still need more, all you have to do is click on that download radio link, and there you go. You're there with the last couple months' worth, and I don't think they're going to cycle through. I think it's going to stay at March 1st. So as far as I can tell, in November, we'll still have archives going back to March 1st, thanks to these guys.
You mentioned the bandwidth that must take? Are they storage space or something?
I don't even know how they do it. I have no
idea. Amazing, and we're proud to be partnered up with them. So a big thanks to the folks over at downloadradio.org. And, of course, as you're also scrolling through our archive collection, you'll see a few links where you can go vote for the show. And one of those places you can vote for us at is podcastpickle.com, where we are in the top I think we're in the top two. We were number one. We've kind of bounced in between one and two there, so we need a few extra votes over at podcastpickle.com. And
hear that, listeners?
Yep.
Now's your chance.
That's all that we ask from you.
Is Podcast Pickle the once-a-lifetime voting?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Yeah, that's all that we ask from you in this case is just a vote. That's all we need. We don't need money. We just need votes. 800-259-9231. We're talking about the outlaw manicurist in Concord, New Hampshire today. And I'm reading this from the TV station that covered the report, just to see how they spun it, if you will. Here's what they had to say. A self-proclaimed manicurist decided to open for business in Concord on Monday without the state's approval, attacking state licensing laws with a nail file. Michael Fisher, age 23, of Newmarket, was arrested and charged with violating the state's license law. He said he organized the protest to call attention to what he said are needless obstacles facing small businesses in the state. And he's absolutely right.
Give the man a hand and let him manicure it.
His first and only customer was Kat Dillon, who we just actually spoke with a moment ago, who said it was her first manicure. It was also Fisher's first time giving one. He said, I'm going to buff it and shine it with one of these, a buffer, basically. Manicure performed without a license was undertaken right outside the State Board of Barbering, Cosmetology, and Aesthetics office. Yes, that's right. They actually have an entire office dedicated to this particular profession. He says, the reason I'm doing this is because it's one of the harmless things that I can do to prove that the law is unjust. Without the government's permission, you can't do nails, hair, and a lot of other things. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of different, I was looking at the list the other night, there are a lot of different professions where a license is required in the state of New Hampshire, and one of those was photography. We're going to get into some interesting photography licensing laws here in a little bit. But Fisher said his manicure movement was inspired by the movie Gandhi, and he was backed up by his fellow Free Staters. And again, there was, according to our phone call, about 25 people there for that protest, which is pretty good, who favor minimal government and maximum personal freedom. Kat Dillon is also a member of the group, which has organized members to move to New Hampshire in an effort to influence the state to adopt a more libertarian government. And Dave, who we spoke with on the phone as well, he said, it's wrong for the state to tell you that you can't or can open a business. Fisher had advertised his protest, so it was no surprise when board inspectors arrived on the scene. It was no surprise that Concord police soon followed. According to Sergeant Roger Baker, he said, initially we were going to issue him a summons and release him on a summons to appear in court. He indicated he wouldn't stop. So at that point, it was a full custody arrest.
Duh.
Which means they threw his ass in the back of a cruiser. So performing a license without a misdemeanor, or a license without a manicure is, a manicure without a license is a misdemeanor. Fisher remains in Merrimack County Jail, refusing to see a bail commissioner. He'll be arraigned Tuesday morning, and he says he plans to plead guilty to help the message get out there. Now, that's the one point on this where I disagreed with the outlaw manicurist. I suggested that he plead not guilty. And the reason I did that was I suggested that he partner up with the Fully Informed Jury Association.
Yeah, he should.
I figured it would be... Apparently, he wants to be Gandhi. And so he's doing everything that Gandhi would have done in this situation. And Gandhi would have pled guilty. But I think that in America, we have this court system where there's still, on the books, the ability for the jury to judge a law.
It's the merit of the law itself.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Dave and Kat are still listening. We'll get him to change his mind before.
I don't think he's going to change his mind. We've already all. There have been a lot of people that have talked to him about it. But nonetheless, if he had said not guilty, then he would have had to have gone to a jury trial, I would think, over this. And therefore, you could then bring up the issue to the jury that they can actually judge this law itself. You could actually have had that law thrown out right there in the courtroom. Now, of course, by getting into that kind of an aspect of the case, you're really kind of rolling the dice because not very many people have ever really done that in recent times. And a lot of judges may charge you with contempt of court for bringing up that point, bringing up the point that juries can judge the law.
Right.
You might not actually ever get through a trial. You might just keep getting contempt of court charges.
Well, that's going to be your defense, though. The defense is the law has no merit,
right,
and that the jury needs to, you know, decide that
would be my defense if I was in his case, but he is going to plead guilty. Nonetheless, it did bring some attention, some much-needed attention, to the asininity of licensing laws. If you thought that was bad, wait till you hear what photographers can't take a picture of.
Wait a second. I wanted to get... Free Talk Live has been on this story since the very beginning.
Right.
To the point that we actually were helping him decide what sort of civil disobedience he was going to act out. And I just wanted to make it clear that Free Talk... This is exclusive.
Yeah, we've kind of been the exclusive major media, I guess you could say, covering this event. More Free Talk Live is on the way. You can take control, 800-259-9231. Guess what photographers can't legally take photographs of? We'll find out when we come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is your show. You take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And the Johnson.
And Manwich.
So we're talking about licensing laws. Of course, the outlaw manicurist in New Hampshire was arrested as predicted today, and we've been following that story, and we will continue to follow that story as he is right now sitting in jail for giving a manicure without a license. Now, licensing is supposed to be this great thing for America. It's supposed to protect us.
It does.
All.
It protects us, right?
Well, here's what the United States Department of Agriculture is looking to protect us from with its licensing laws. They came calling on Jessica Lam Rosa of Springfield, Missouri.
How appropriate, too, that her last name was Lam Rosa.
Yeah. At the start of the studio's Easter promotion, she was planning to borrow a lamb from a local farmer to use as a live prop for children's portraits. Doesn't that sound cute? Look
it
at
is.
That.
That's
that
a cute lamb.
So cute.
And it's a cute little girl, too.
Right. Well, when the promotion ended, she would return the lamb to the farm in good health. She'd been doing similar specials for years without hearing a peep from any government agency until that morning in March 2004. When the USDA field agent introduced herself and flashed her badge, I was shocked, remembers Lam Rosa. The look on my face must have been coincided with my feelings because the agent quickly assured me that everything was fine and I wasn't in any trouble. But,
yes,
did I know that lambs are a regulated mammal, and that therefore I must...
Regulated mammal.
That's right. Therefore, I must obtain a license to photograph one? Overwhelmed and confused, all I could say was, what? I've never heard of such a thing. I explained that I've been a professional photographer for nearly 18 years. I've read countless photography magazines and gone to numerous conferences, and never have I been informed about needing a license to photograph animals.
Well, I'm glad I happen to be reading this particular photography magazine, as, you know, I'm in the industry.
Right.
This is a trade magazine that I just happen to be reading and happen to come across this article because I'm a photographer. I'm a photographer's assistant. I work in photography all day. I read these photographic magazines, and
now
I came across
know.
This article.
I started to think someone was playing some kind of a joke on me. The
it
agent,
does sound like a candid camera
it does,
thing, doesn't
it? Does
this is for real. The agent handed me a packet from the USDA with a highlighted section stating that anyone who uses regulated animals to promote or advertise goods and services must be licensed
must
to do so. This includes using animals to promote photographs or photography. The agent explained that all mammals are regulated by the Animal Welfare Act. So even animals aren't free, man. Which every animal is regulated by a Congress, which passed this in back in 66 rather, and then several years after that kept repassing it when it was expiring. Now, if I wanted to photograph baby chickens or ducks, I wouldn't need a license because fowl are not regulated. Bunnies and lambs, however, are. We had photographed children with lambs for 8 years.
You wouldn't hear a peep about that.
Yeah, before we approached. What finally drew the USDA? According to the field agent, it was the advertising for
to
our...
this, I've got to say, nay.
It was the advertising for our Easter special that caught her eye. The fine for exhibiting an image of regulating of a regulated animal without a license can be as much as... $2,500 per day.
God.
I'm just thankful. I mean, I know photographs are expensive from professional photographers, but man, that's some
overhead. Imagine you're taking your picture of, you know,
these
your
people
pet,
are taking their careers in their
your
hands.
Pet Fido, you know?
Yeah.
And, and the show. Now, here's the thing that disgusts me. Human beings are mammals. I was looking for the legislation today. I couldn't find it.
Hmm.
I couldn't find the exact law. I'm actually thinking about calling them just to find out. And I'll follow up if I do decide to call them and find out. But if it doesn't specifically state which animals,
right,
then all photographers need a license from the USDA because human beings are mammals.
You know, the great point about this article, and it's so, so sad, but this woman had been in the business for over, 18 years and never once had heard about this. How are you really supposed to find out about all the laws in America? How? It's impossible.
Why should you? This law should be ignored completely.
Ignorance of the law should be an excuse. This is asinine. More Free Talk Live on the way. Hour number two coming up. Take control, 800-259-9231.
If you're...